Utah House Speaker Greg Hughes on Thursday unveiled a legislative resolution that urges President Donald Trump to rescind the Bears Ears National Monument in San Juan County. House Concurrent Resolution 11 seeks to undo the newly minted monument, which President Barack Obama created using the Antiquities Act shortly before leaving office. The monument covers 1.35 million acres in southeastern Utah and puts protections in place for archaeological sites in the region. Many Utah GOP leaders, including the entire congressional delegation in Washington, opposed the creation of the monument, saying it was an example of federal overreach on public lands. Representative Ken Ivory, a Republican from West Jordan and a strong proponent of state control of public lands, is one of the state legislature's most vocal objectors to the monument.
Well, when they hold a gun to your head and they steal, I mean outright steal, 109,000 acres of school trust land within this monument, private land within this monument, they just sweep it in. They don't even care. I mean, think about that. There's 109,000 acres of land that's owned by the school kids that President Obama, with the stroke of a pen, just said, mine.
Environmental conservation groups and six of the seven Navajo tribes in Utah supported the designation of the monument. Cynthia Wilson of Utah Dene Bekea, a nonprofit advocacy group with representatives from local Navajo tribes, says Utah lawmakers have disregarded tribal input on the matter.
They've been ignoring the tribes who have worked hard on making this proposal work, and it all started with the grassroots Native American elders who wanted protection, and we advanced that proposal for 7 years. I think the Utah politicians have never considered the local Native American people's voice.
House Minority Leader Brian King of Salt Lake City also believes state legislators are, quote, out of touch with the wishes of constituents, and thinks there will be opposition to the resolution during public hearings.
My hope is that the public comes along and says, look, we favor the best way of preserving that beautiful area down in southern Utah. And the best way of doing it, many reasonable minds are going to conclude, is through national monument designation from the federal government, as opposed to just allowing local control or even state control down there.
A similar measure by Kanab Republican Representative Mike Noel would ask Congress to shrink the size of the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument declared by President Bill Clinton in 1996. While the boundaries of some national monuments have been slightly revised in the past, no national monument designation has ever been entirely revoked. With KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Emily Means.